The referee starts the count. One, two, three. The crowd is cheering. The underdog boxer, would-be champion of the world, lays flat on his face on the mat, blood and saliva and sweat pouring to the floor, and the crowd looks on wondering. This champion is you. And at the other end of the ring, jeering and heckling and hoping that you'll stay down, is the adversary. The one whom would hope to keep you from taking the title of victor. Worry, fear, depression, anxiety, debt, disease, relationship struggle. This is the disadvantage that we all face in life as we press towards the mark, as we reach for the purpose of promise that you are entitled to. And let me tell you, where there is breath, there is hope. Today's Battle Ready In Your Corner champions each have titles of victor, being master of their own domain, are here to reveal to you how you can get up off the mat, the count is not over, and how you, through a series of steps revealed in this amazing book that you will only see on this program, will teach you how to live your best life by understanding the advantage of disadvantage. Joining me and Dr. Reuben West, who is no stranger to our show, is a group of accomplished life coaches, mentors, and empowerment trainers who have, together with me and Dr. West, come to be in your corner today to help you win. I'm Damon Davis, and this is your one-on-one. Hey, welcome back into the program. I'm Damon Davis. This is One-on-One. I have with me an amazing group of champions that have come together to pen this book titled, Live Your Best Life. Now, the Bible says a man chooses his path, God orders his steps. So I would say you didn't come here by accident, but that you were appointed to be here today to get answers to the toughest questions you have been facing, and know that there's nothing you are facing that is too big for God. Amen?
Amen.
So without further ado, let's get right into the book, and let me welcome our guest to the program, Dr. West. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. I'm ready to get started.
All right, great. Yes. Let's keep going around the room.
My name is Shavara Lyons. I am a mother, a wife, a coach, and a speaker. And my program pushes activating your faith, knowing that obstacles do not define you and that you too are destined for greatness.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
I'm Dr. Jennifer Tooley. I'm founder and CEO of the Breakthrough Success Academy. And I'm also an image reinvention expert. And I help people all over the world create the lives that they've always wanted.
Yes, I'm Sekone Prince of SekonePrince.com, where we introduce you to yourself. And I'm a motivational speaker, and I specialize in personal development. I'm a husband and a father of five.
That's awesome.
Hello, I'm Lisa Martin. I'm a mother of twin boys. I'm a speaker. I'm a motivator. And most of all, I want to be able to help you change your life and to know that you are made for greatness.
That's awesome. It's so good to have you guys.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
You drove a long way, flew a long way to be here.
Cool.
In an earlier show, Dr. West, we talked about how sometimes what we go through is really God strengthening our spiritual muscle.
Yes.
Yes. Would you hit that one again for us?
Because
it was so powerful.
Absolutely. You know, in order to build muscle, it takes work. And I bet you could finish this statement. No pain,
No gain.
Right? And so sometimes the pain you're given is given to you for your gain. It's to get you to reach deep down inside of you, to challenge those beliefs, to question what you've been told, to question what you thought, and bring out the best in you.
Absolutely.
You've never seen a heavyweight champion who grew up rich. If they're a boxer, they went to that gym day after day. Mm. They took those hits. They punched that bag. Why? Because they wanted to change their life. And had they not been given that disadvantage, they probably would have never used it to their advantage.
Mm.
Wow. What you're facing right now is for you to use to your advantage.
Wow.
Wow.
And all the years that you have been speaking and traveling and coaching and mentoring, what do you see? Where are people today?
I think they're stuck. I think sometimes it's very difficult to face some of the challenges that life brings our way and know that we can overcome them, or know that they were given to us to bring out the best in us. You know, Charles Udall said, in life, we will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
Wow.
And those challenges are designed to bring out the best in each and every one of us. And that's what we talk about in this book.
What is this book going to do for me?
So let me just say that one of the things it's going to do for you is give you really practical knowledge from people who have been there.
Yeah.
The reason I chose these individuals to be in this book project is after working with them and understanding what they've been through, I knew that they had information that could change people's lives.
Yeah.
That when they saw the things that they've overcome through their past, through the challenges in relationship, through family members, and they were able to come out of it, not only just live, but seek to live their best life, I knew it was going to change people's lives. And that's why I put the people in this book.
And the stories are hitting felt needs and subjects and topics and struggles that really cover every category.
Yeah.
Shavar, I noticed the book is full of personal stories.
Absolutely.
Is there a reason behind that?
There are so many people who are in a hurting, dying place who don't hope and believe anymore until after someone has confessed or given a testimony that they think they're alone and everything
right.
else is
right.
distant.
Absolutely.
So the reason why it's full of the personal stories is because some people, they don't want to know what you read or what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know what you've been through.
Yes,
how can you right. identify with what's going on with me? How can you say that you understand, or greatness is possible, or things will turn around, or God will prevail, if you've never been in my situation? So I think the perfect thing is for us to come from a place of testimony
yeah.
to show that we are evidence that
yes.
these things can take place.
Well, that's
Absolutely.
Good. And it doesn't
yeah.
matter where they are, how bad or bleak it may
Absolutely.
Seem, in facing any challenge or disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
We really should see it how maybe God sees it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That our obstacles are His opportunities.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yes.
And our disadvantage can actually become our advantage.
Of Absolutely. Course.
Jennifer, there is an answer to just about any problem that someone is facing, but they just have to be willing to do what?
To believe.
To believe.
Mm-hmm. To have faith. To know that there is someone out there who can help them. To just allow someone else to say, I hold this belief for you until you can learn to believe in yourself.
So many people watching right now
yes.
feel like they are not in control of their destiny.
Right.
They feel like they are not in control of their outcome. And all they're facing, all they're staring at, it's got them choked, is the bad report they've received.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
How do we overcome when reality is staring us in the face?
I think, again, it's going to a belief. You have to believe that there is a higher power there, that somebody else has this plan for you, and you are destined and you are here for a reason. The situation you're in right now does not have to be your permanent situation. And by getting help, by just extending that hand and asking for help, you can begin that process.
Can you give me an example of what you, in your own experience,
sure.
to how that would apply?
Sure. You know, I really was walking through life lost. I didn't have a map. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know who I was. Where was I supposed to go in life? What was I destined to do? And I needed that map to get me there.
Yeah, and we all do. And that's why programs like this one and guests like you, and certainly books like the one that you've put together, can serve as a roadmap, a blueprint,
right.
if you would.
Yes.
A GPS.
Right.
To help guide us to where we're trying to go. Sikoni, am I hitting it right?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Oftentimes, when we're trying to get from one location to another, we find ourselves being faced with not really knowing exactly how to get there.
Right.
But can you imagine having somebody to say, look, follow me. Or
follow
better yet,
me.
I'll just get in the car and I'll ride with you.
Yes.
And when we have God on our side, He knows the way that we should go. He knows the route that we should take.
The Bible says that he would reveal to us the mysteries that were laid up for us in the fullness of time.
That's good. God is so strategic.
He is. He's very strategic.
About his timing and his positioning. Mm-hmm. So imagine he aligns everything in the universe.
And not only is he serious.
Right where we're supposed to be in an appointed time.
That's right. So
just grateful for
that. And not only is he strategic, but he does have a sense of humor. He does. Everything that you think you need may not be what you need.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep that in mind. And let me tell you, I went through a lot. I've been there. I've been through it all. But you know what? You might be walking through that fire. You might be walking through that mud. You might be walking up that mountain. You might be rolling down that valley. But let me tell you what, God will pick you up.
Yeah.
He will bring you through. He will lift you up.
Yes.
He will carry you. He will even carry you when you don't think you need to be carried.
A lot of people watching have been just nailed to the floor with some diagnosis from a doctor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder if there's any way out. Lisa, your story hits that topic. You overcame a pretty serious health challenge, and you have obviously lived to talk about it.
I have. A lot of people are unaware. It's called alpha thalamemia. And I didn't know I had it until about 10 years ago. But now that I know what it is, I know how to work with it. I know how to deal with it. I've got the vitamins. I've got the nutrition. Yeah, as we get older, we have more than one doctor. So yeah, I've got several, but hey, it's working for me.
And one of the things that you say in the book is quoting Corinthians, and that is that we live by faith.
Not by sight.
I like what the Bible says when it says that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We have enough light just to make the next step.
That's right.
And see, the good part about that is being able to just trust that, okay, God has a purpose and he has a plan for me being here. And just following that, even with the faith and with the belief that we have, but we have to put that belief into action. We have to step out on faith and we have to make it a point to where we follow through with what God has told us.
You faced a challenge physically.
Yes.
That a lot of people don't overcome. You know, it becomes that albatross around the neck that keeps them from accomplishing what God called them to do. It becomes the thing to discourage us, to keep us from believing that we are able to do what God called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's shame. It's it's past failures. It's
wow.
It's lack of self-confidence.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Give us a snapshot of the challenge you faced that we find inside this book.
Well, a lot of people are really surprised to know that I had a stuttering problem.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I had so much information that I wanted to get out, so much information that I wanted to share, and I was just so excited about getting it out so fast that I was stuttering. It's like hooking a water hose to a fire hydrant and turning it on but not holding it. It's just flapping everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's the way I was. I was stuttering trying to communicate. And I find that there are some people that are stuttering at life.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
There are places that they want
that's
to go
good.
And want to be now. And they're just trying to get there. And then they get frustrated because it's taking too long.
How did you overcome?
Well, I had to really understand that although it manifests itself physically, it was more mental. And the best help that I got was from my uncle. And he told me, he said, Sikoni, all you have to do is slow down.
Mm.
I was like, really? He said, yes, just slow down. Gather your thoughts and methodically put them out. And that's what truly helped me.
You're talking about advantage from disadvantage here today.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're talking about no matter how great the loss, how great the challenge, how big the mountain is that we must climb.
Right.
Well, there's nothing too great that God can't handle.
Absolutely.
Amen.
But we have to sometimes get to the end of ourselves.
Yes. It was through that disadvantage of stuttering, and I found myself being willing to, okay, I have to do this. I have to go.
I have to
do
it.
And the more that I did it, the more that I talked, I even put myself in places where I had to speak. I volunteered to read in class.
Wow.
I volunteered to, you know, to actually talk, to stare stuttering in the face and overcome it because somebody needed to hear what God had put in me.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. There's so many people that need the world to hear, the world to see, the world to experience what God put in them.
Exactly.
And all the hell, if it had its way, but have you take all of those giftings and talents and callings to the grave.
Exactly, exactly.
Everything that's happening is not happening to you, it's happening for you.
Yes.
To realize that it's not necessarily to be after you, it's something that's going to help you bloom to your full potential. So there are going to be some things that happen in order to reposition you, but I want you to embrace that. In those times when you feel alone, know that you are not alone and God is there with you. Embrace that the universe, the creator of this universe, breathes life into you. And that means that you and God are the majority and you are never alone. And through all of this, everything is going to work out for your good.
Yeah. You talked about positioning. Hit that again.
It can bring us to a place, whether it be mentally or physically, but it can bring you to somewhere that you wouldn't necessarily have had the courage to go to on your own.
Yes.
A lot of times we get comfortable and complacent, and we worry about who's trying to talk us into something. We need to worry about who's trying to talk us out of something.
Yes.
So it's just what I said, we take every thought into captivity. And if we allow ourselves to trust the process, we can be repositioned in something that we thought would take years. God can turn around in moments' notice and put us right where it is that he belongs. So there is an assignment on your life, and know that the destiny will be fulfilled, and there is greatness also in you.
I know the camera can't pick up the fact that I'm shaking, but I'm shaking. And the reason that I'm shaking, because even as Shavar was talking, I thought about one of my favorite biblical characters, Joseph.
Joseph.
In the Old Testament, because throughout Joseph's life, I mean, he had a dream.
Right.
But he went from seeing himself on the mountaintop to being thrown into a pit.
Yeah.
Right.
And you talk about bad, it's like, wait a minute, this isn't what I saw.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw my family coming to me. I'm saving their life. I saw myself in a position of helping folks, and I'm in a pit.
Right.
And see, what I think that we sometimes fail to understand, even when problems and troubles come, it's a part of the process.
Because,
see, God has the master plan. We only see the little section or the little sliver that we're in. But he sees the entire thing.
Right.
And one of the things that really encouraged me about Joseph's story, you never really read any dialogue between God and Joseph.
Right.
But after every time after something bad happened to him, you read these words. But the Lord was with Joseph. Every time he was thrown into the pit, he was sold into slavery. But the Lord was with Joseph. He was accused of rape and thrown into prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. And just knowing the fact that, okay, I know what you showed me, but I don't see it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I trust you. Because even when he revealed himself to his brothers, even when he talked to them, he said, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
Yeah.
All of the stuff that he went through was to put him in a place to where he could be a blessing to many. He not only saved his family, but he saved the world.
Yeah.
Because when the famine hit, there was no other place on the planet that had food but Egypt.
Wow, that's good.
And that's because God had so ordained and set him up. He said, yeah, I showed you the mountaintop, but you got to go through the valley to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of us, we don't want to do that. We don't want to take the time to go through the hard stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a part of the process.
Isn't that what it means by glory?
Yes.
To glory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And there's somewhere else in the Bible where it says that God is not a respecter of persons.
Oh, right. Not at all.
Brother, that says if he could do it for Joseph.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm shaking in my seat.
Amen.
Because I want the audience to understand that he can do it for you, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Just hear my heart today. God has a purpose for your life.
Yeah.
He has something that he made you to do. This book and the stories that we share are to help you to step into that purpose, for the purpose for which God made you.
That's so good. Savara, can you relate to what Sikonia is talking about?
I can relate more than you know. When they say I understand, I overstand. And the reason I overstand is because my situation, what I spoke on in the book, is that I went through a postpartum depression. I had suffered from a miscarriage. And then I ended up having a placenta abruption. And the strangest thing is no one knew I was in postpartum depression, including myself.
Yeah.
Because what ended up happening is the devil ended up planting things in my mind, the enemy. And he said, if you're not going to be steadfast and keep your mind focused on what is positive, what is good, what is hopeful, what is just, then I'm going to plant something in your mind and I'm going to leave it there until you adopt it as your own.
Mm.
And so I had to then begin to speak those things as though they were already. Yeah. And so I used those affirmations. I got in the mirror, and sometimes I had to fall down on my face.
Amen.
And it hurt. Mm. But I began to speak life into that situation, and I said, you are loved. You are loved by God.
Yeah.
You are a conqueror. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. You are called to do above and beyond. You the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. So I had to begin to speak those things until they started to manifest.
Yep.
And it got me out of that situation.
Battles in our mind.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's our perception of what we think is our reality.
Right. Absolutely.
When in reality, all of the struggle that we face is but temporary.
Right.
In comparison to the eternity that God has for us.
Right. Right.
So, if that be true.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible that I could live my best life now?
Absolutely it is. And the way I want to suggest that people do it, and they'll find it as they read through this book, is you have to plant seeds. You know, what you plant grows. And what Shavara was talking about was planting seeds of positivity, planting seeds of belief. We talk about faith, but we know that faith without works is what?
Dead.
It's not that you just believe, but that you prove that you believe by acting it out. The highest form of faith is preparation. So when we know that we're going to face difficult times, because if they're not here, they're on the way. When you know that, then you have to plant the seeds of faith already. You have to start investing in things that are positive, reading positive things, watching positive television, listening to positive music, hanging around positive people. Some people you have to let go. There's certain times in your life where you have to make some changes.
Right.
You got to call people up and say, hey, I'm making some changes in my life.
And
if you don't hear from me, you're one of them. You know what I'm saying? I made that change.
Right.
Because you can't afford to be around negativity at that time.
Yes.
Right.
And what I believe they're going to find when they read this book is that they're going to find something that's going to help them transform their lives.
Sometimes that one something can make all the difference in the world.
Exactly.
You know, we look at a problem and we see the culmination of the problem and all of its many parts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but if I am to look at solving a problem and I have to look at all of the junk, it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
It's somewhere in the Bible where it says, take on his yoke, his
burden,
right?
Right.
Instead of carrying the loads and loads of luggage that we do. God's wanting us to travel light.
Yeah.
Right.
And in facing the solution pathway, we have to sometimes just have that one something. I think the book can be the one something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that first step in the direction that God wants us to go, where we can reach, and not just some change, but true lasting change.
Absolutely.
Take a step in the right direction. You know, nothing is going to change until you make a decision to make a change.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that requires you doing something to pick up the phone, get the key to unlock the door to the best life you could possibly live.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you to do that. We're going to come back in just a moment. Our announcer is going to tell you right now how you can take advantage of this book and an amazing bundle of resources that this team of champions in your corner, fighting for your future and your destiny, have put together for you to have. We'll be right back after this.
Are you tired of living an unfulfilled life? Are you struggling in your relationships, finances, career, and personal health? Do you wake up every day unsure about your purpose in life and wondering if all of your efforts will ever amount to anything? You are not alone. The time to break the cycle of disadvantage and experience your best life is now. In his power-packed new book, Live Your Best Life, The Advantage of Disadvantage, author Dr. Reuben West and his team of powerful black belt speakers bear it all in order to give you the insight you need so that you can live the gratifying life you always wanted. As they share, you will be captivated by their very real struggles in life and how they use their hardships to begin to reshape their future and walk in the overcoming power and victory God planned for them. If you're struggling with an unsatisfying career, financial ruin, failing relationships, or a marriage on the brink of divorce, this book will guide you and walk you through the tools you are looking for to succeed in life and help you to achieve every one of your life goals. anything is possible as we tap into the wisdom of God and use the resources He has provided for us. You will revolutionize your life, defeat every attack and obstacle, and live your best life. When you call today, you will receive Dr. Reuben West's life-changing book, Live Your Best Life, The Advantage of Disadvantage, and its exclusive one-on-one companion, Live Your Best Life training series. In his four-part DVD collection, each one of the 9 black belt speakers will guide you through the practical steps you need to help you reclaim and rebuild your life into the one that God intended for you to live. This amazing Live Your Best Life bundle can be yours right now for your best love gift of just $35 or more. And if you call right now, Damon will also include both uncut, full-length, one-on-one interviews with Dr. Reuben West and the Black Belt speakers. But wait, as a free special bonus to today's limited-time offer, Damon also wants to send you a special tool to add to your life-changing journey, the One-on-One Journal. Use this journal to document your voyage of personal development as you begin to live the life that God envisioned for you all along. So that's Dr. Reuben West's book, Live Your Best Life, The Advantage of Disadvantage, the exclusive 4-part DVD teaching series, both uncut one-on-one interviews with Dr. Reuben West and the 9 black belt speakers, and this beautiful leather-bound one-on-one journal. All of this can be yours for your generous love gift of only $35 or more. Call now. You can have the successful, victorious life that God has intended for you. Don't just take back your life. Pave your way to a future of triumph and success. Take that first step today. Call or go online now.
Well, I'm just so excited that you've decided to invest this time with us. You know, time is one of those assets. We never have enough of it. And wherever you've put it, you never get it back. So I just want to tell you that you have invested some serious assets today into something that is going to yield a harvest for you. I know it because I can feel it in my bones, and I also know it because the truth transforms. And what you're going to find here, ladies and gentlemen, is stuff that's going to transform your thinking and reshape your life. Dr. West, wrap us up, sir.
Hey, I just want to say this. You have one life to live. I suggest that you live your best life.
Yes.
I suggest that you use your disadvantage to your advantage.
Right, right.
And we just know that you will make the right decision because you deserve to live the best life.
That's right.
That begins now. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One-on-One. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.